Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, coming at you live with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this wild ride called life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, the power of self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of regrets and mistakes? You know that feeling when your inner critic is on overdrive, replaying every blunder in excruciating detail? Trust me, I get it. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But holding on to those past missteps, that's like dragging around extra weight, making it harder to move forward and truly thrive. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack the incredible power of letting go and embracing self-forgiveness. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we journey into this powerful concept. Number 1. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about understanding them. We're not saying you shouldn't learn from your mistakes, that's crucial for growth. But dwelling on guilt and shame doesn't serve you anymore. Instead, try to see those past choices through a lens of compassion and curiosity. What were you going through at the time? What were the contributing factors? Understanding the context can help release some of the emotional burden. Think about it like this. Imagine your younger self, that version of you who made those choices, needing a hug and a little understanding. Number 2. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Seriously. When we hold grudges against ourselves or others, we're actually causing more harm to ourselves. Resentment festers, creating negativity and impacting our well-being. Self-forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means choosing to release the anger and bitterness that no longer serves you. Number 3. The past is the past. We can learn from it, but it doesn't have to define us. Remember those old saying, you can't change the past, but you can change your future. So powerful, right? Stop beating yourself up over things you can't control and focus on building a brighter future. Imagine yourself as a sculptor, chipping away at negativity and shaping a more positive version of yourself. Number 4. Self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's okay to have setbacks along the way. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your progress, and keep moving forward. Just like learning a new skill or mastering a challenging hobby, self-forgiveness takes time and effort. Remember, you're worthy of love and compassion, even when you stumble. And finally, number 5. Embrace your imperfections. That's what makes you unique and human. Nobody is perfect, it's those flaws and imperfections that add depth and richness to our lives. Celebrate your strengths and learn from your weaknesses. Remember, self-acceptance is the foundation of true self-forgiveness. Okay, let me paint you a picture with the real-world example. Imagine this, you're prepping for a big presentation at work, and despite hours of preparation, you completely bomb it. Your mind races with, I messed up, what will they think? You feel like crawling under your desk and hiding. But here's the catch, instead of letting that negative spiral consume you, you take a deep breath and remind yourself. Okay, I didn't nail it perfectly, but I learned something valuable. Next time, I'll. And with that, you start brainstorming ways to improve for the future. See? You've taken the sting out of the situation by acknowledging your misstep, learning from it, and moving forward. That's self-forgiveness in action. So, let's recap what we learned today. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning our mistakes, but understanding them. It's about releasing resentment, embracing the past as a learning experience, and focusing on building a brighter future. Remember, you deserve love and compassion even when you stumble. My challenge for you this week is to identify something you need to forgive yourself for and start practicing that self-compassion. Want to share your thoughts or experiences? Hit me up on social media using the #BuildYourStoicCore. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.